You are now listening to Great Songs About Nothing Good.
Doctor.
And doctor. Whoa, we miss anyone?
Good evening, everyone. You're listening to, well, it's not the Giddy Up with Polly, Polly B. It's Great Songs But Nothing Good, and I'm Mr. Shoes, filling in as the DJ in question is Under the Knife, but we'll be back next week safe and sound. I'm here with my good friend from Our Lady of the Questionable Overtones, Reverend Charlie.
Good evening, New England.
Good evening, indeed. And we're gonna get things started with a nice toe tapper by Bob Dylan. And later we'll have Suicide Squeeze Chabsy giving us updates from the baseball game we cannot legally rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Major League Baseball Incorporated. It's the American FIFA. But we'll be having updates throughout the show. But for now, Mr. Zimmerman.
Who killed Davy Moore? Why and what's the reason for? Not I, said the referee. Don't point your finger at me. I could have stopped it in the eighth and maybe kept him from his fate. But the crowd would have booed, I'm sure, at not getting their money's worth. It's too bad he had to go, but there was pressure on me too. You know it wasn't me that made him fall. You can't blame me at all. Who killed Davy Moore? Why and what's the reason for? Not us, said the angry crowd, whose screams filled the arena loud. It's too bad he had to die that night. We'd just like to see a good old-fashioned fight. We didn't mean for him to meet his death. We just wanted to see some sweat. There ain't nothing wrong in that. It wasn't us that made him fall. You can't blame us at all. Who killed Davy Moore? Why and what's the reason for? Not me, said his manager, puffing on a big cigar. It's hard to say, it's hard to tell. I always thought that he was well. It's too bad for his wife and kids he's dead, but if he was sick he should have said it wasn't me that made him fall. You can't blame me at all. Who killed Davy Moore? Why and what's the reason? Not me, said the gambling man with his ticket stub still in his hand. It wasn't me that knocked him down. My hands didn't touch him none. I didn't commit no ugly sin. Anyway, I put money on him to win. It wasn't me that made him fall. You can't blame me at all. Who killed Davy Moore? Why and what's the reason for? Not me, said the boxing writer, who pounds the print in his old typewriter, saying boxing is here to stay. There's just as much foot in danger in a football game, saying fist fighting is here to stay. It's just the old American way. It wasn't me that made him fall. You can't blame me at all. Who killed Davy Moore? Why and what's the reason for? Not me, said the man whose fists laid him low in a cloud of mist, who came here from Cuba's door, where boxing ain't allowed no more. I hit him, yes it's true, but that's what I'm paid to do. Don't say murder, don't say kill, it was destiny, it was God's will. Who killed Davy Moore? Why? And what's the reason for?
Place that is certain.
circling all around the sun. What a beautiful dream that could flash on the screen in a blink of an eye and be gone from me. Soft and sweet, let me hold it close and keep it here with me.
Last night the wise said, "Go on, we
reading from top to bottom. That is Teenage Fan Club with the Ballad of Sid and Nancy. I mean, John and Yoko. Before that, we had Neutral Milk Hotel and the Airplane Over the Sea. And Bob Dylan with a question that plagues us all. Who killed Davy Moore? And the reason was money. Anyway, you're listening to Great Songs About Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Mr. Shoes. And now we're going to throw it over to our old baseball burgermeister, Suicide Squeeze Chabsy, with a update on the upcoming baseballing contest. Take it away, Suicide.
This is Suicide Squeeze Chabsy reporting to you live from the outfield livestock pen at Houston's own Enron Field. The boys are all lathered up and ready to do some heavy damage to the my favorite Houston Martians in this best of 23 game series. The mood is tense after Sunday night's outfield murder-suicide squeeze during the 17th inning that left 22,000 dead and many more wounded. But the managers are on the field for the pre-game wife swap, the players are smearing infield dirt in their open wounds, and the crowd is ready to go. The anthem fight is set to erupt right on cue, the foul lines are chalked with playoff anthrax, and it's a beautiful night for playoff baseball, so stay tuned, sports fans.
And we will be having updates throughout the evening. Will this end in the fabled ALCS of 1927 when war was declared upon the working class? We shall see. But for now, how about a little Modern Lovers for your modern life? That was Rocky Erickson, the man who did Time for Mail Tampering with I Walked with a Zombie. These are all true things, by the way. And the album was The Evil One. Before that, we had Guided by Voices, Jane of the Waking Universe, sold out show at the Sinclair, I'm Going, You Are Not, Discuss Among Yourselves, and Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers, Egyptian Reggae. And speaking of New England natives who made tracks for California, Suicide Squeeze Chapesy, a.k.a. Reverend Charlie, a.k.a. Charlie Chi Min, has a PSA for all of you.
Good evening, listeners. Want some diabetes with those deep-fried butterballs? No problem. Type 2 diabetes comes naturally with a high fat and sugar, low exercise lifestyle. So just sit back, relax, watch the Food Network, and snack away. Worried about the complications of diabetes, like obesity, heart disease, stroke, impotence, limb amputation, and blindness? No problem. Paula Deen and pharmaceutical giant Novo Nordisk have teamed up to bring you an expensive new medicine that doesn't actually prevent these health problems, but could keep you alive a little bit longer. If, on the other hand, in your later years, you'd rather ride a bicycle instead of being confined to a wheelchair, if you'd prefer to spend your money on anything other than medical bills and prescription drug copays, if right now you want to be more attractive and healthy, then exercising regularly and eating a diet rich in vegetables and real fruits while lowering your intake of meat or even eliminating it is a very effective and inexpensive way to achieve those goals. This has been a public service message from your tomato, bean, onion, and mushroom-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio. P.S. If you're already diabetic, going vegetarian can really help you get better rather than worse.
This is also true. I am not diabetic, but I did go vegetarian, kind of, sort of. And you know what? It's all right. You know.
Eat your veggies.
Eat your veggies. And let's see. That having been done and said, we'll go into some Sun Ra. A friend of ours, Ryan, turned me on to this song, and so it's sort of rather autumnal, even though it's the title has to do with springtime. And seeing as it's Sun Ra, it doesn't get weird at all, although it could always get weirder.
It could.
Will it?
Probably.
Yeah.
Thank you. With a million Rachel out home blues. One thing's for sure in that graveyard, I'm gonna have the shiniest pair of shoes.
They would be together for my land of lifetime. Look at
Coasters with a song about getting a boat loan or something like that. With Sorry, But I'm Gonna Have to Pass. We had Elvis Costello, The Imposters, with a song off of the new album Under Lime, and the song is Burnt Sugar Is So Bitter. And I wrote it as Burnt Sugar Is So Burnt, but it is in fact Burnt Sugar Is So Bitter. So please take notes and send them to your congressman. And that's a song I wrote with Carole King. So now you know. The White Stripes, 300 Mile Per Hour Torrential Outpour Blues from the final album Icky Thump, and Sun Ra, Springtime Again from Sleeping Beauty, a song that makes you feel ways about things, or so I've been told. Can you confirm this?
I haven't felt anything in years, so I'm the wrong person to talk to.
Reverend Charlie, everybody. And Reverend Charlie, how is the baseballing contest going? Who's up? Who's down? Who is in rehab?
Well, according to the Internet of Things, it is 2-1 in the bottom of the first. Red Sox up, Houston down. Hold on to your butts, people.
Hold on to your butts, indeed. And hold on to your butts as I play, the next 15 minutes are going to be songs that I've picked. And then for the final hour, we're going in blind because Reverend Charlie has dug deep into his brain of lies for some songs for you to be subjected to, I think is the word I'm looking for.
Yeah. You know, this is not... You're not going to enjoy this. Or you will. I don't know.
You know what you would enjoy is a lovely little film called Frank.
Oh, Pay for this.